Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the expiration of Obamacare subsidies could cause significant job losses in Georgia. And addiction recovery advocates work together to lobby lawmakers more effectively.
We need to organize so that members of Congress and their staff will stand with us, stand by us, and advocate for us for laws and programs and funding in Washington.
Today is Tuesday, October 21st. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia could see some of the highest job losses in the country if Affordable Care Act tax subsidies are allowed to expire in November. That's according to a new nonpartisan study, as GPB's Sophie Gratis explains.
The report from George Washington University uses data from the Congressional Budget Office and the nonprofit Urban Institute. On average, annual costs for Affordable Care Act plans are estimated to more than double when the tax credits expire this year. The report says that might mean more uninsured people running up costs for hospitals, clinics, and pharmaceutical companies, which might then cut jobs to compensate. Georgia is projected to lose 34,000 jobs. Researchers suggest over $2 billion will be lost in state and local tax revenues as people save more for their health care. People shopping for ACA coverage in Georgia might already be seeing cost increases based on the expiring subsidies. Over 1.5 million Georgians enrolled in an ACA plan last year. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Atlanta police say they averted a possible tragedy when they arrested a man who threatened to, quote, shoot up Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Police say 49-year-old Billy Cagle of Cartersville was on his way to the airport yesterday morning with a loaded gun when his family alerted police to the threats. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shearbaum says officers found the gun inside Cagle's truck after Cagle got into the terminal.
And then you'll see the officers approaching it, and then they'll recover the firearm. Semi-automatic assault rifle that he had with him. There were 27 rounds that could have been fired from this weapon inside the airport.
Authorities believe Cagle was having a mental health crisis. Shearbaum thanked Cagle's family for averting a possible tragedy. An annual conference about infectious diseases is seeing a dramatic attendance decline, in part because Centers for Disease Control and Prevention experts can't participate. ID Week in Atlanta ends tomorrow. Experts are discussing the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of threats, including bird flu, superbugs, measles, HIV, and more. The Atlanta-based CDC typically sends scores of researchers and outbreak investigators, but nearly all had to miss the conference because of the government shutdown. Federal scientists aren't being paid, and conference appearances are postponed unless they are funded outside of annual government budgets. A group of addiction recovery advocates from around the South, including Georgia, has begun working together to more effectively lobby lawmakers in D.C. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
About 200 advocates from 12 states met online this month for the inaugural meeting of the Southeast Addiction Recovery Coalition. Together, they are seeking more funding for local programs and community support in tackling the opioid epidemic. Jeff Breedlove is a founding member of the coalition. He says the group seeks to present a more unified voice to the bipartisan members of addiction and recovery-related legislative caucuses in Washington.
We need to organize so that members of Congress and their staff will stand with us, stand by us, and advocate for us for laws and programs and funding in Washington. And that's just the start.
He says coalitions and activists are forming from across the spectrum of prevention, treatment, harm reduction, and recovery from addiction. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
State officials have approved a $1 billion plan for Wellstar Health System to build a new 230-bed hospital in Metro Atlanta's Cobb County. The Department of Community Health signed off on the hospital's certificate of need yesterday, starting a process that rival health systems could appeal. Wellstar's move toward a hospital in higher-income Acworth comes 3 years after its decision to close two hospitals in lower-income Atlanta neighborhoods, including Atlanta Medical Center.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scientists are reporting an encouraging trend in the population of the North Atlantic right whale. A report released today by the North Atlantic Right Whale Consortium says the population now stands at an estimated 384, up 8 from the previous year. This marks the fourth year of slow growth following a 25% decline from 2010 to 2020. Despite ongoing threats to the giant animals, there are signs of recovery, with 11 calves born this year. Experts remain cautiously optimistic about the whale's future, highlighting the importance of sustained conservation efforts. North Atlantic right whales are vulnerable to collisions with ships and entanglement in fishing gear. They migrate every year from calving grounds off Florida and Georgia to feeding grounds off New England and Canada. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for supporting GPB. Our fall fund drive is underway. When you make a contribution to GPB, you're supporting podcasts like this one, as well as everything you see on GPB TV and everything you hear on GPB Radio. Oh yeah, and everything you see at gpb.org/news, where there is no paywall. You can read as much as you'd like and find updates to the stories you heard today. If you haven't given to GPB yet during our fall fund drive, give at gpb.org. Just click on donate once you're there. If you've got feedback on this podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Send an email to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.